This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all?
Rick, how much juice did Dwayne's Carter fourth down stuff get the defense?
A lot, you know what I'm saying? DC's been working his butt off day in and day out, and to have a dude like him come in and make that play, especially like as a young guy, as a rookie, it's awesome. We're all hyped.
Greg, how about the play before that as well? Bernard, I think, had a tackle for loss on the third down play. Overall sequence for the defense seemed like it was a momentum changer.
Yeah, it was real smooth. It's really just us being out there, taking turns, making plays, us just doing our job, and then whoever the play comes to on that specific play, that's what's going to make it. So kind of our mindset, 111th, and it was great to see dudes out there making plays. I was glad.
You had six quarterback hits today. I think the Bills said that's the most in the NFL by a single player this season. What was working for you?
Just playing fast, you know what I'm saying, listening to my coaches, working out the other guys on the field. I know me and Smoot had a good one where we ran a little game. It was on the other end zone, away from the tunnel. But, yeah, just really just working with the guys. Shout out to them, you know what I'm saying. It's, like I said, just kind of taking turns, making plays, getting to the quarterback.
Can you talk about the fourth down play that they ran?
Which one?
Midfield. Just that kind of looked like the turning point in the game. You guys stopped that.
With DC, with Carter?
Yeah, made the play there.
Yeah, I think it was I don't even know. It was like a QB sneak maybe or something like that, or a handoff, something. It was just a pile of bodies, and then DC just made a great play.
You guys, you go down 10-0, you scored 34 straight. Yeah. What was the message defensively, though? Because maybe a little bit of a slower start than you would have wanted.
Yeah, really just stay calm, settle in, just kind of let the game come to you. Just doing your part. A lot of times I feel like teams have, obviously, they have like a script of how they want to attack you. So you see a team come out and have that hot start. But, I mean, when you start calling base defense versus base offense, you got to be able to go out there and just win your matchup, win your 111th. Because all the, like, the screens, the draws, all like the kind of tricky plays, they kind of run out. And you got to, at some point, put the ball down and play football. You know?
How important was it to brush away? So it was doing a lot of window dressing in that first half.
Yeah.
So how important was eye discipline and gap integrity?
Yeah, it was everything. Eye discipline. We talked about not letting motion cause emotion, and then gap integrity on every single play. You know what I'm saying? Kind of just that, running to the ball, just doing our part and being able to settle down. Because, like I said, eventually you got to snap the ball. You got to run normal plays, whether it's just you running belly or you running wide zone or you just throwing the ball out of shotgun. You got to eventually get to just the normal plays, and we're able to settle in and do our thing.
Greg, you've had a couple of games this year, week one against Arizona, too, where it seems like you've and almost single-handedly taken over at times.
Yeah.
How do you find that level of consistency week in and week out? I know it's tough mm-hmm. to do, of course. But.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you kind of just get in the flow. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was one of those days when you're out there just kind of winning your rushes. And we kind of – I know I and a lot of the other dudes on defense have a mindset of just like it might not be the – eighth time, might not be the ninth time, might not be the 10th time or the 11th, but you kind of just keep putting yourself in position to make plays, and then you're gonna make a lot of plays if you do that, and you kind of have that mindset and kind of just let the game come to you. I feel like it makes it harder when you kind of reach outside the framework of your body and try to make plays, or you're trying to get a sack, or you're trying to get this or whatever. It's like, nah, just play your keys, have good eyes, pad level, hands, and then just kind of let the plays come to you and just try to play fast.
Mindset when the offense is struggling or a little bit slow out of the gate.
Yeah.
It felt like that's kind of also when you guys lock down.
I feel like football is a team sport. You know what I'm saying? Some days the offense might be down. There's been days where we've been kind of down, and it's all about if it's kind of like a balance beam. If one side is kind of leaning or leaning this way, the other, whether it's defense, special teams, or offense, has to kind of pick up the slack a little bit. So it's like whenever they're down and we're down, the other side, we kind of take responsibility and let's get the crowd going, let's get the juice flowing or whatever. We try not to point fingers because that's not going to get you anywhere.
What's Bernard mean to this defense? His knack for making big plays just seems to be kind of a weekly spark.
TB means everything. The way he prepares in the week, the way he takes practice seriously, like just the way he's a pro of pros. And then obviously the way he comes out here on Sundays and plays, he's like the heart of our defense.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.